Glorify your name. Glorify your name. Glorify your name in all the earth. Baya kaparianda riako sekete yende riakaparianda. Baya seke kapara katayanda riako sekete. Oye kapara katayanda riako pariakata. We come before you, Holy Spirit of God. We have no power. We have no power of our own as a church. We have no power of our own. Holy Spirit, we depend on you. Help us. We have no power of our own. Baya kaparanda riako seketeri. Iraka pakataya. We pray, O Lord, for everyone who is sick at this moment. We pray for everyone that is under the weather at this moment. We ask for the Spirit of the living God. We ask the King of Glory, the surgeon without a knife, to come and heal them completely in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, King of Glory, we pray, O Lord, for the body of Christ, for the church of God, the workers in the body of Christ, the workers who are gathering themselves, oh Lord, on behalf of the people of God, on behalf of the ministers of God, on behalf of the set piece man in this house, Pastor Dele and Pastor Dumebi Odelinde, and all the faithful workers who has been doing all things well to lift up the hands of the servant of God in Kingdom Life International Church to make sure that the doors of the kingdom is kept open consistently for people to come in and for their spiritual elevation, for their spiritual nourishment. Arandaria kopariakata, Holy Spirit of God, mayeka parakata. Let us pray for potential workers, for potential workers that are still sitting down, that are yet to come in. Holy Spirit of God, begin to touch people that will make the work easy, that will make the assignment of soul winning very easy, including our own church also, our own service also, that is taking place from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. in Christ Oasis Community Church, there in Galloway Hall. Almighty and everlasting God in full wood, Spirit of the living God, will say, Lord, come and be with us also. But from tomorrow, the door is open in Kingdom Life International Church from 9 a.m. in the morning. First service and second service is in 11 a.m. in the morning. Here in Preston Enterprise House, PR11NT, the Lord is calling you. Come and meet with the Lord, because he's been waiting for you. Never mind. Don't say you are not going to come. The Lord is inviting you. Jesus is inviting you. We pray, oh Lord, on behalf of this nation, we bring forth everybody in the government and political sector, the policy makers of the nation, oh God, we bring them before you. We bring forth the people in the security operative sector before you. We bring the people in the NHS before you, especially those in the NHS. Oh Lord, you give them the right prescription for everyone that is on the sick bed. Give all the workers, the doctors, the the nurses, those working from the outdoor patients, oh God, give them the care workers, give them the right prescription that, oh Lord, you heal them. If there is any mental illness, Holy Spirit of God, so support them, make them stronger than the way they expected. Let them walk in the beauty of your holiness. In the mighty name of Jesus, take good care of all the doctors. Strengthen them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bring forth the people in the media and entertainment before you. Those who are projecting what is happening onto the media, Holy Spirit of God, give them the heart to do what is right and to project what will connect the society to God Almighty and Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Maraka Pariakota, we bring forth the people in the business and entrepreneurship sector before you, Holy Spirit of God, that they sell and produce and manufacture what is right, that will bring glory to the kingdom of God. We will bring forth people in the royal family before you, the people in the religious sector, this same religious sector that we are in, but our own is the body of Christ. Holy Spirit of God, every problem in the world of today, everyone is roping it into religion and ethnicity. But Lord, oh God, this is not the first time it's happening. It has always been like that in the Bible days. But you know how to sort it out by sending Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of God, we want to go into prayer session. And the prayer declaration today is declaration prayer for restoration. Hey, restoration power. Restoration power. We are taking over what the devil has stolen. Restoration power. Restoration power. Restoration power. Restoration power. We are taking over what the devil has stolen. Restoration power. Restoration power. Restoration power. Restoration power. We are taking over what the devil has stolen. Restoration power. You know, the Bible said in the book of John 10:10, it said, the Satan has only three ministries, and the ministry is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You can never stop Satan from these three major ministries, but the only thing that stops them is the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, but I have come to give you life in abundance. That life in abundance is what God has asked me to come and make declaration over this evening. I don't know where you are. I don't know whether you are in darkness. You think things are not working well. You are not seeing clearly what God has been asking you to do. But I've come to announce to you, according to Isaiah chapter 60, according to Isaiah chapter 60, the scripture will come right now onto your screen. According to Isaiah chapter 60, you felt you can no longer see what is going on around you. You felt things are not working well. You felt, well, things have been very dark lately. I don't even know if I'm a Christian anymore. I don't even know if I want to go to church anymore. I have been discouraged, but I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. The Lord said, I should tell you, according to Isaiah 60, verse 19 to 20, the Lord said, the sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you, but the Lord will be your light. Your Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God, your glory. Look at that word. He said, your sun shall not go down. Let's continue. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. Wow, my God. This scripture is so packed, telling you right now that the Lord said, I am your light, I am your salvation. Do not talk about darkness, because Because when you look at the beginning, the Bible said in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. If darkness can disturb God at that particular time, but God never looked into darkness, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. This evening, the Lord is telling you, I am your light. He said, this physical sun you are seeing, this sun you are seeing, shall no longer be your light. But God said, I have come by myself to be your light. Remember that man at the pool of Bethesda that said Jesus used to send an angel to stir the water. But when it comes to this man's turn, the Bible says, and Jesus came by himself, asking this man, do you want to be made well? I want to let you know tonight, maybe you cannot pray right now, but I want you to pray into that scripture. That scripture said, God said, I am now your everlasting light. Lord, I want to thank you. I want to glorify your name for coming to become the everlasting light of your people. Thank you, Almighty Father, King of glory, custodians of the secret of heaven and earth. Thank you for being our everlasting light as a church. Thank you for being our everlasting light individually. Thank you for being the everlasting light of everyone that is on this platform at this hour. Everyone, every member in the seven continents of the world, maybe they are from Asia, maybe they are from Africa, maybe they are from Australia, maybe they are from Antarctica, maybe they are from any part of Europe, maybe they are from South America, North America, Eastern Bloc. The Lord said, I am your everlasting light. It doesn't matter what you are going through. The Lord said, it's now your light. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light of God. Hey, I have seen the light, oh, amen, amen. I have seen the light of God. Jesus is my light, oh, amen, amen. Jesus is your light. Bayandaria ko pariakata. He said, I am your everlasting light. Look no more into darkness. Because darkness has nothing to offer you. And darkness may just be ignorant. It can just be ignorant. Because if somebody enters into this church building right now, and everywhere is pitch black, if you don't know where to switch on the light, that is ignorant. Ignorant can be darkness. Because it is not just only when the Satan is doing his own evil, that is ignorant. Sometimes we can be our own ignorant, or we can be our own darkness by ourselves. But from this moment, I want you to beat your chest and say, Father Lord, let your light be in me. From today, there shall be no darkness in me. Every form of ignorance in me, I submit it at the feet of Jesus today. Let the meekness of Christ, the strength of Christ, take over in the mighty name of Jesus. I say restoration power. Restoration power. I'm taking over what the devil has stolen. Restoration power. I want us to go to Isaiah 62 verse 1 to 4. Today is declaration prayer for restoration. Restoration, maybe you feel you are tired. You are feeling physically tired. You are feeling spiritually tired. You are feeling emotionally tired. You are feeling practically tired on every side. You don't even know what to do anymore. The Lord said, I know your name. Isaiah 62 verse 1 to 4. He said, for Timothy's sake, put your name in there. For Timothy Olugbenga Daniel's sake. For Ruth Utatu Daniel's sake, for Asha Good News Daniel's sake, for Zoe Blessed Daniel's sake, for Christ Oasis Community Church's sake, for Fubola's Oasis Community Church sake, he said, I will not hold my peace. I want you to pray this prayer with your own mouth as the scripture is in front of you. Begin to read it and slot in your name on behalf of Kingdom Life International Church. on behalf, he said, for daily order, for Pastor daily ordering their sake, for Pastor do maybe ordering their sake, for Mama Ann's sake, for Brother Paul's sake, for everyone's sake in this ministry, for our own ministry's sake. The Lord said, I will not hold my peace for Jerusalem's sake, for our sake. I will not rest. The Lord said he will not rest because of you until our righteousness goes forth as brightness and our salvation has gone forth as a lamb that burns. My God. Rakekataya next please. He said the Gentiles, my God Almighty, the Gentiles shall see our righteousness and all kings. Can you imagine? For anybody to be a king, it was God who put them in that position. But God is saying all kings will see our glory. You which shall be called a new name, my Lord our God. We shall be called a new name which the mouth of the Lord himself will pronounce. Hallelujah. It is not the king that will pronounce it. God said he will be the one that will pronounce it. Not because you are tired, not because you are better, not because you are anybody, but the fact that you decided to be in the peripheral area for God. He said you shall also be crowned. He shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord. This is somebody who is feeling tired, who is feeling weary, who said, I don't think I can continue this journey. God is saying, you are a royal diadem in the hands of God. You are a royal diadem. I am a royal diadem. My wife is a royal diadem. My children are the royal diadem. The church, the ministry which the Lord has committed into our care is a royal diadem in the hands of the Lord. Listen again. He said, you shall no longer be tamed for second. Anyone that call you for second, he said, I will take care of them. Nor shall your land anymore be termed desolate. He said, your land can no longer be called desolate. You shall not be forsaken because you are a child of God. But you shall be called Hephzibah, and your land shall be called Beulah. For the Lord delights in you. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. It doesn't matter your mistake. It does not matter the error. But he said, you shall be the delight in the hands of the Lord, and your land shall be married. The Lord will now make your land become very fruitful. Maya kaparanda, ere kapara kapare kata, maya kaparo seke kata, ere kete yenderia kapa, ora kopa kata. Anyone who is sick, anyone who is saying, I am feeling restless, I am not well, the Lord said to you this hour, you are a delight to the Lord. The Lord said, I have taken charge because I am a soldier without a knife. Somebody said he has a blood clot. We are here crying at the feet of Jesus Christ, the soldier without a knife. He is in charge. He will take care of you. His hand will come to you. Wherever you are, he will cover you under his pinion. Under his wings shall you live, because the Lord has taken over your battle. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us go. Maybe you felt you are spiritually dead at this hour. Maybe you thought you are financially dead. You thought you are financially dead. Nothing is working for you. All your finances, it has been ruined. The Lord said, I am the Lord God. I'm the one that maketh one rich and added no sorrow. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, and my God shall supply all your needs He didn't say my need. He said all your need. He didn't say only me. He said, I shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Oh, that is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is what you say you will do. That is what you have done. That is why you are called Jehovah. We come before the Lord this tonight and we say every form of cancer, every form of sickness, every form of financial sickness, spiritual sickness, physical sickness, any sickness in the anatomy and physiological system, whatever is affecting the body, whatever is affecting our spiritual life, whatever that the enemy has planted, whatever Satan has planted in your system, in our life, by the power and the blood of Jesus, by the power of resurrection, the Bible says, he shall supply all your needs, not all, not few, not some, all our needs, according to his riches, in glory in Christ Jesus. Mayaka paranda, maybe it's finances, maybe it's a sickness, maybe whatever it might be, the Lord said he has come to take over. No power from the pit of hell, maybe environmental power, maybe financial power, maybe diabolical power, environmental power, tropical power, Halloween power, whatever power might be, political power. Lord, take over where man can no longer continue. Lord, take over. Hold us by hand. Hold your people by hand. Take them to the right place. Eyaka paranda, ekekekata, marakakakata, erakakakata. Whoever cannot rise up from wherever they are right now, Holy Spirit of God, go and do what no man can do. Bayakakatoyende, erekeseketayanda. In the name of Jesus. Maybe you felt you are hopeless. Let us go to Psalm 3. Maybe you thought you are hopeless. You have no hope anymore. Restoration power. Restoration power. I'm taking over what the devil has stolen. Restoration power. Oh, rest on me. Oh, rest on me, spirit of favor, rest on me, oh, rest on me, this grace of favor, rest on me, oh, rest on me. Look at what the word of God said. Maybe you felt, I have no hope anymore. There is no hope for me. Listen to what Psalm 3 says. He said, Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. This is somebody complaining. How they have increased they that trouble me. He said, many are they who rises up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for you in God. There are so many of us today that the enemy has been telling you all these words. They've risen up against you. They said there is no hope for you. You can no longer get married. You can't even do well. Look at your children. Look at everywhere. Everybody is progressing. Look at where you are. Nothing is happening in your life. Look at what it says. He said, but you, O Lord, this is David now. You, O Lord, you are my shield. You are a shield for me. You are my glory and the one who lifted up my head. I cry to the Lord. This is why it's very important for you to cry unto the Lord. When it's time for prayer, it's not the time to be checking your phone. It's not a time to be concentrating on you are cooking, you are checking your phone, you are looking around. He said, I cry unto the Lord. I want to tell you something. The Lord has a covenant with Abraham. He said to him, your descendants shall stay in the foreign land for 400 years. But remember, the children of Israel, they stayed 430 years. They spent 30 years extra. That until they cry unto the Lord. If they did not cry, God wouldn't have had them. Because there's one thing the Bible says, it is the glory of God that consider matter. He said, but it is the glory of man to search out the matter. You need to search out the matter. The reason why you are where you are today, the Lord said, cry unto me. Jeremiah 33:3 said, call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they agree? God is asking you to come. Let us agree. Look at this place. David said, I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. That means God is a holy place. He needs us to cry to him in the area of holiness. Wow. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our sun shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful Almighty, God in three persons, blessed and Trinity, God of restoration, wherever your people are right now, that David said, I lay down and I slept. Let that scripture continue. I lay down and I slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people who have set themselves against me all around me. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on their cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation. Come on. Salvation belongs to the Lord. For your blessing is upon your people. Hallelujah. David spoke here. And I want to speak the same thing. I want you to pray the same prayer. Read the scripture. Salvation. He said, I'm not afraid. Do not be afraid of all those things that is showing physically around you. Because the Lord will sweep them away in a twinkling of an eye. The Lord Almighty is with you. Glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. I give you, Lord, glory, glory, glory to the Lamb, for you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne, and unto you we lift our voice in praise. You are the Lamb upon the throne. You are the Lamb, you are the Lamb upon the throne. You are the Lamb upon the throne. Because you live, I can face tomorrow. Because you live, all fear is gone. Because I know you hold our future. Our life is worth a living just because he lived. I decree and declare to everyone who has joined in this prayer session at this hour, for the Bible says salvation belongs to the Lord. Everyone who has been a partaker in the four scriptures that have been read tonight, Philippians 4:19, Psalm 3, and Isaiah 60:19-20, and Isaiah 62:1-4. May the Lord Almighty restore you. May the glory of the Lord be upon you. May the hand of the Lord come upon you in the mighty name of Jesus, wherever you are. Maybe you are eating. Maybe you are drinking. Maybe you are praying. You are watching television. You are part of this prayer session. Maybe you are at work. Maybe you're on the sick bed. May the Lord Almighty meet you at the point of your need in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God of heaven and earth. Heaven and earth. Heaven and earth. Heaven and earth. Lord, heaven and earth. Father, we thank you. It is not about Timothy Daniels. It is about you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for joining us, for helping us, for meeting up our needs in this prayer session. Thank you for ministering to us, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your strength over your church. Tomorrow, the doors are open here in Kingdom Life International Church from 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Whereas in Christ Overseas Community Church here in Galloway Hall, Brackenbury Road, the door is open from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. God bless you and see you again. Bye for now.
Cry, oh.